To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook or Twitter. Good morning. Today's photo, which I have taken the liberty to entitle Sunshine in the Holler, comes to us from Fred Dimmick, who shared this scene on social media back on or around May 8th, 2021. Lately, I've been setting all the unknown Facebook friends' photos free from my iPhone's photo archive from 2021, and while I have no idea who I might have borrowed all these photos from for the most part, I saw this particular holler enough to know that this photo came from the Liberty, Kentucky era of Fred Dimmick's post-retirement photographic body of work. Fred's still sharing his views with his friends today, and so am I. Well, it's Wednesday, and I thought that the peak of that rustic barn and the hump of a hill that the sun is shining over in Fred's photo was enough to adequately visually represent our arrival at another hump day. So, happy Wednesday. Due to a shifted work schedule, I actually have the day off today, but I am pleased to announce that I'll be doing the Lord's work today as I'll be leading another inquiring and repentant soul through the steps to freedom in Christ. Although this particular young man has a passionate faith and zeal for the Lord and may not have a lot to confess, he is being obedient to the Lord's call on his life to resolve any and all personal and spiritual conflicts that he may have by coming to the Lord through this repentant prayer process. In all honesty, I'm envious of this young man's youth and passion for the Lord and can't help but wonder what my life would have been like if I had come to faith in Jesus sooner. My life sure would have been different, but that's not the hand I was dealt. And I've learned not to regret or dwell on the past because that's not where we live. We live in the here and now, and we are continually moving into the future, and any decisions we make in life that concern what we will do or how we will relate to and follow the Lord, our God, must start here, today, and continue in the future. To reap the fruit of the Spirit, we must plant our seeds of faith each morning and let the Lord bless them to bear fruit. Sometimes those seeds sprout quite quickly, and other times they lay their roots down beneath the surface until they have grown and developed to establish something deep and strong in our faith life that we didn't even realize was growing, like patience and self-control. Our relationship with and our maturation process our relationship with God and our maturation process goes from here to eternity. So let's be faithful to plant some more seeds of faith today. A little edit there. In this season of Lent, it's a great time to plant seeds of faith. It is the 25th day of Lent. And so we continue my personal walkthrough of Gracio Grendel's 40-day journey with Martin Luther to observe and celebrate the Lenten season. And this walkthrough of Grendel's devotional, it is our hope that we will get to know Martin Luther a little better as we seek to draw closer to the Lord on our journey to Resurrection Sunday, or Easter. And so we continue. And it is Journey Day 25. Martin Luther writes, "We should be encouraged and drawn to pray the Lord's Prayer because God takes the initiative and puts into our mouths the very words and approach we are to use. In this way, we see how deeply concerned He is about our needs, and we should never doubt that such prayer pleases Him and will assuredly be heard. So this prayer is far superior to all others that we might devise ourselves. For in that case, our conscience would always be in doubt, saying, 'I have prayed, but who knows whether it pleases Him or whether I have hit upon the right form and mode.' Thus, there is no nobler prayer to be found on earth, for it has the powerful testimony that God loves to hear it." And that was from Martin Luther. And the biblical wisdom they pair with that is from Luke 18:7-8, and that word says, "And will not God grant justice to His chosen ones who cry to Him day and night? Will He delay long in helping them? I tell you, He will quickly grant justice to them." Those are the words of Jesus. And at this point, the devotion suggests we sit for silence, sit in silent meditation. And so if you'd like, you can pause the podcast and think about what Martin Luther had to say about the Lord's Prayer and about what Jesus had to say about prayer. And when you're ready, we can resume with the questions to ponder. And let's see, the first question to ponder is, according to Luther, why is the Lord's Prayer superior to all others? Do you agree with him? Why or why not? Luther claims that the Lord's Prayer is superior to all others because of its authorship. The form and mode come from Jesus. And because of this, I agree with Luther in proclaiming it to be superior to all other prayers, not only because Jesus said it, but I have used the Lord's Prayer various times and seasons in my life and have found its comfort and seen its power. And the next question is, the Lord's Prayer is very familiar to all Christians. It is said that familiarity breeds contempt. What can individuals and churches do to keep the prayer alive and fresh with meaning? The only way to keep the Lord's Prayer alive and fresh is to keep our faith alive and fresh by following the Lord and meeting with Him throughout our day to receive from Him in prayer, Bible study, or meditation. One way individuals and faith communities can keep the Lord's Prayer fresh and alive is to know and reflect on this simple prayer's rich depth and meaning, and to apply it personally to their lives. Instead of praying the Our Father, we could make it My Father who art in heaven, to impress upon ourselves the deeply personal relationship we have with God and draw us deeper into our commitment to follow Him. And the third question is, how seriously is prayer taken in your community of faith? Are there other ways prayer might be emphasized and practiced by your faith community? Who should you talk to about it? Well, prayer is offered at various times during and at the end of our worship services in my faith community. My church also annually has organized prayer events with other churches in our region to pray for schools and the overall body of Christ. In previous churches I've attended, prayer meetings were regularly held. I suppose my current church could do that. We do have a prayer team that could lead them. I myself make sure to have prayer as a regular part of the recovery growth group that I lead. And if the Lord directs me to push for prayer meetings, I know the pastors to talk to. But we'll wait for that call. Let's see, and we move along in our devotion to the psalm fragment for today, which is Psalm 77, 1 and 2, which says, I cry to God, aloud to God, that He may hear me. In the day of my trouble, I seek the Lord. In the night, my hand is stretched out without wearying. My soul refuses to be comforted. We move along to the journal reflections, which says, meditate on the Lord's Prayer, then write a few lines for each petition, explaining what it means to you right now. Okay, well, let's see. We'll read through the Lord's Prayer. I grabbed a traditional version of it off of the internet, and that traditional version says, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. My response is, my God is my Father, as I have been adopted through my faith in Jesus Christ. Holy is His name. He is to be feared, loved, respected, and revered. And we move along. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus promised to come back, and I can't wait to see God's kingdom come through Him now. Yeah, through Him now, through the church, and forever in the future when Jesus comes to rule and reign. Amen. Give us this day our daily bread. Thank you, God, for your continual provision and meeting all our needs. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Yes, Lord, forgive us for our failures and for not doing what we should. And we will forgive others for what they do or don't do that affects us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Yes, Lord, give me the strength and wisdom to not follow temptation, and we ask for your protection from the evil forces of darkness. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. All glory to you and your kingdom forever, Lord. Amen, and thank you. And our next journal entry is read the Luther passage from Journey Day 5 again. Luther advises that in prayer you should open and spread your apron wide to receive many things. What do you think that means? Have you ever done that? If so, what was your experience like? If not, why not try it? I think that phrase indicates, you know, spread your apron wide to receive many things. I think that phrase indicates that we are to come to prayer full of faith and expectant that God will hear us and bless us through our prayer. I have done that, but must confess that I've had mixed results because of my maturity, because my maturity was lacking and my expectations were not the same as God's, because my prayers have not always been answered as I had hoped for. And let's see, the last one is, write about your experience with answers to prayer. Well, God answered my prayer for a faithful wife. That's the big one that stands out now, because I can't and don't want to imagine what my life would be like without Tammy Lynn. The Lord has given me a partner to walk and worship the Lord through life with. Any fears that I would go back into sexual sin or waver in my faith are averted because of the support I've received from the Lord in the person of Tammy Lynn Clark. I'm sure I would have been faithful to follow the Lord, but I'm so glad I don't have to do it alone. There's lots of answered prayers in my life, but that's the one that that I, you know, really wanted. that's what, and the one that bears fruit continually, as Tammy Lynn and I are very much in love and very much have the Lord at the center of our marriage. So very happy about that. And it not only, you know, makes my life wonderful. So we'll take it. Thank you, Lord. And you know, I don't know where the rest of my life's going to go, but I know right now, and until death do we part, that Tammy Lynn will be with me to watch it all happen. So I can't wait to see what the Lord will do in our lives. Anyway, we move along to the prayers for the life of faith, which says, pray that you will be given the freedom to lament, praise, ask, importune God in your prayers. Bring everything in your life before him. Bringing everything in your life before him. Okay, well, Lord, I thank you for the freedom to approach you honestly, to be free, to lament, praise, ask, or importune, which is to harass persistently you in prayer, knowing that you hear me. Help me to be real and constant with you in prayer from the heart. In Jesus' name, amen. And today's prayer for today, holy and righteous God, I come to you today because you have commanded me to. Give me the grace and courage to bring everything before you so I can open myself to receiving all you have to give. Amen. And that concludes our journey, our journey with Martin Luther, as we move along to the Bible verse of the day, which is from the Quick Scripture Reference for Counseling by John G. Cruis. This morning's meditation verse comes from the section on contentment, coveting, and priorities. And today's verse is Matthew 6:33, which says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Today's verse falls under the 12th point of our Counseling Reference Guide's resource section on contentment, coveting, and priorities. And that 12th point is, seek first God's kingdom. Today's verse is probably my number two life verse, as it was a mantra of sorts in my early life as a Christian, because within it I saw all the truth and purpose I needed for life. Seek first the kingdom of God. If you follow that little advice, you will find God and experience his love and righteousness in the person of Jesus Christ and in you. And in you, yes indeed. As you surrender your life to him and allow Christ to live through you. So, yeah, that's, you know, I say it's my number two verse because Romans 8:1 is so huge in my faith walk. that there's no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. So don't condemn me for yawning. that was a big game changer. There's no condemnation. However, before that one, there was seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be given to you. Matthew 6:33. That was what it was all about. You seek him because, it's funny because I sought him after I found him. You know what I mean? I wouldn't have, I didn't say, hey, I think I'll seek the Lord. Hey, let's seek him and we'll get saved. No, that was an after, the Lord found me. The Lord rescued me. The Lord called out to me and he sought me to bring me into his kingdom. And he did. And after he did, I realized I wanted all these things. I wanted righteousness. I wanted Jesus. I wanted a life of faith. All these things will be given to you when you seek him. So I did. And that's my, I think the first rule of Christian discipleship is to stop lying, tell the truth. But really, before that, we presuppose that you'll be seeking the Lord. There's no reason to tell the truth or even knowing what the truth is without knowing Jesus and without seeking the Lord. So that's your first instruction. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That's the person of Jesus and the life as a Christian disciple. That's what you find. And you find all the fruit of the Spirit there too. So that's why we recommend that. And we move along, as always, to the last part of our daily vlog, to the resource that we're sharing currently, which is According to Your Word, Morning and Evening Through the New Testament by Stephen F. Alford, which is from a collection of devotional journals from 1940 and 41. And in Alford's journals, he would direct himself, or us, I guess, to read a chapter of Scripture from the New Testament. Today's chapter is Luke 14. And from Luke 14, he shares a portion of Luke 14:34, which is, salt is good. that's not much. So he writes, Stephen Alford writes, it preserves. This is a well-known fact. Spiritualized, it is also true that the salt of the grace of Christ preserves one's life from impurity. It seasons. Salt is used for seasoning. How true this is of the spiritual salt of grace, how it seasons life, making it sweet and acceptable before God and man. It is potent. God's good salt is very potent. It permeates all with which it comes into contact. Such should be spiritual salt in the Christian life. It should affect all with whom it comes into contact. However, it is possible for salt to lose its savor. And Alford closes in prayer, Lord, grant that this shall not be my experience. In Jesus' name, amen. We don't want our salt to lose its savor. We don't want to become lukewarm for the Lord. We, forgive me, I'm yawning this morning. I'm at my countryside home, and maybe I'm a little tired, but I'm full of joy. Anyway, let's not let the, it was about, a lot of stuff that came up today in our sharing was about keeping our faith alive and fresh. And we do that through abiding in Christ and following where he leads and worshiping and praising the Lord in song. All the spiritual disciplines will keep us alive, but we got to examine our experience, where we are currently, where we're going forward. But we should never lose the joy of our salvation. If our faith life ever gets dry, we should just contemplate, the fact that we were headed to hell, and that we've been forgiven and made new in Christ, You know, if you ever forget that, if you ever lose the joy, that's when you dry up. When you take your salvation for granted, take your forgiveness of sins for granted, take the love that you have through the Lord and through the people in your life for granted. You know, when you take things for granted and despise the things that you once rejoiced in, that's when your spiritual life dries up. When you can't see any good when you're surrounded by it, you know, and that's a matter of shifting your perspective. Remember where you were and remember where the Lord has brought you and what he's led you through. And I think if you said it recently, you know, if nothing good happens from this point forward, we could say our life has been blessed richly because we have come to know the Lord. So, and guess what? His mercies are new every morning. So get out there and look at the sunrise, experience nature, you know, find something that gives you joy and do it and thank the Lord for it. You know, and thank the Lord for what he's done for you, for the life that you have to experience it, and the fact that your life doesn't end. It'll continue into eternity. And one day there will be no more pain, sorrow, death, or tears. Reflect on these things and rejoice that the Lord not only called you out of the darkness, but he'll never leave you or forsake you. And he'll be with you always, even to the end of the age. And so, let's rejoice today. I'm rejoicing because I'm going to lead someone who's faithful to the steps to freedom in Christ, to clean up any messes from their past, to bring them in harmony with the Lord through repentance. And I'm looking forward to that. And everything else the Lord brings today. So, let's go forward in faith. And prayer. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for another day in your kingdom. Lord, we thank you so much for all that you've done in our lives. Lord, we just pray for you to go before us today. Open our eyes to the things you want us to see. Lead us in the way we should go. And Lord, we also pray for anyone who's listening or reading today's message that you come alongside them in their prayer request and their life of faith. Because we all need your help, Lord, and we're asking for it today. Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we love you, and we pray all these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.